the GP Plus Careers Podcast.
Are you a GP hoping to diversify your career? Perhaps you've got a passion for women's health or have ambitions to be an expedition GP. Or maybe you've just always wondered, what would it be like to be a GP working in a prison? Well, this will hopefully be the podcast for you. My name's Sophie Lumley. I'm a First 5 GP in the West Midlands and also a training programme director. I certainly fell into the above category, and I was keen to start this podcast to find out about the breadth of career options available to me, my colleagues and my trainees. I've been lucky enough to interview fellow GPs who've had some of these extra roles. They've told me what their role involves, how they got there, and the tips and advice that they have for those hoping to follow in their footsteps. I really hope you enjoy listening and feel as inspired as I have in speaking to them. Thank you, Nikki, so much for agreeing to talk to me today as one of our career case study interviews. I know you've got lots of interest, but we said today that we'd hear all about your role as an appraiser. So are you happy to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about what that role involves?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Nikki Wilson and I've been a GP since 2008 and I've been a GP appraiser since 2018. And I work in Gloucestershire and really enjoy my role as an appraiser.
And I know for some who are qualified and have been qualified for a while, they're very familiar with what an appraiser is and what that involves. But would you mind just telling us a little bit about from your side as the appraiser, what's involved and what the commitment to that is like?
So as an appraisee, you get assigned appraisees for normally for a 3-year cycle. So you're with them and it's quite nice to be able to build up that relationship and that rapport with them and to see them sort of move through their PDP items and making sure that they're on track for revalidation. I really see the role as appraiser as being, you know, a supportive role to doctors to get through revalidation, but also to provide a safe space, a sounding board, thinking about ideas, thinking about things that maybe are working really well for them and sharing that, or maybe things that are not working well and supporting them for how they may like things to look differently. I think the focus since COVID has become more light touch. And I think actually that's been really nice because it feels actually that it's a really dynamic discussion now with the doctor and hopefully that they find it that it's supportive and useful and is a space to talk about things that are bothering them. A lot of us in GP work in isolation a lot of the time and actually just being able to have that kind of brain share is really helpful.
Awesome. And I suppose as an appraisee, you sort of think of your appraisal once a year and you think, oh, I should probably put something on my portfolio and arrange a meeting. From your side of things, what sort of workload and activities is involved behind the scenes?
So I think the really nice thing with being an appraiser is that you can help to build your work depending on what your availability is. So the appraisal team will ask you at the beginning of the year how many appraisals you would like to commit to for the year, up to, I think it varies by area, but normally up to sort of 22, 24. And you may say, actually, I only want to do one a month or I want to do two a month. And they will then allocate them. And they try to give it a fairly even spread throughout the year. It's not always bang on. There's some months where you might not have any, but you might have then sort of three or four in another month, but generally it does work out on average. I really enjoy doing them. I really like hearing about other people's kind of PDP, what they've been doing, courses they've been to that have been really helpful. A lot of people are really good at kind of keeping their portfolio up to date and submitting it in time. So we normally ask for it to be submitted 2 weeks before their appraisal. So we've got time to have a look through it, start building up a picture of, you know, how things are for this doctor at that time, where they are in their revalidation cycle, how have things been for them. And then that helps to make it a really, hopefully a really productive meeting with the appraisee. And that can vary in time, between 2 and 3 hours, depending on how they have been, how much information they've put into their appraisal ahead of the appraisal meeting. And depending on, how their year has been. Sometimes if people have had complaints or significant events, they want to have time to really go through that and to be supported. Maybe a more detailed appraisal where they have done their multi-source feedback or their patient feedback for revalidation. That often takes time to sort of go through that with them. So from a workload point of view, it's really flexible. But I will often look at GPs' portfolios in the evening or my daughter's at school and then normally try and schedule the actual meetings. Normally we try and do it in the daytime when that doctor would normally be working because they should have time protected for appraisals. So I think you know, there's quite a lot of flexibility within the role that you can sort of decide, you know, when's your availability going to be and how many you're going to do. And that preparation and then writing up the appraisal afterwards, that can sort of be done around you, really, what you would like to do. And I think we all do it probably slightly differently, how we prepare and how we write up. Some appraisers actually type up the appraisal during the appraisal. I tend to just chat and then kind of write it up afterwards. So just really depends on your personality and how you like to appraise people, really.
Awesome. That's a really helpful overview of what's sort of involved from your side. Are you happy to tell us a little bit about your sort of career journey and how you got into appraising?
I've been really lucky and always had really good appraisers since I qualified and had felt really supported as a new GP and always found the appraisals really helpful. I know historically there has been sort of dread about, oh, I've got an appraisal and I've got to prepare for this, and people thinking that it's not helpful or it's punitive or it's a waste of time. But that certainly hadn't been my experience. And I think hearing people not having that experience inspired me to give people good appraisals the way I was being given good appraisals, and hopefully to make it a helpful exercise for them and not just a tick box. So I think I've always enjoyed hearing what people are doing in other roles. So I find doing appraisals kind of really interesting from a selfish point of view, hearing about what people are doing and things they're trying and new ways of working, other portfolio roles, but also thinking that hopefully, to make that appraisal good for them as well, that motivates me to provide a good experience.
And are there any specific requirements? So for you, was there any sort of specific experience or qualifications you had to have to go into appraising?
They advertised for the role, and then there was sort of competitive interviews for it, and we had to provide a short presentation. I can't remember what it was about now. I think it might have been like future of general practice. And then they would just ask you sort of scenarios and things around it. I then attended a 3-day training course that was really quite detailed about, the requirements for appraisal and revalidation, how to make sure an appraisal is about the appraisee and not about you. And that is similar, with kind of coaching situations and things like that, that it's really important that the focus stays onto the appraisee. So I did quite a lot of work around that, and then we were assessed and then signed off to be able to appraise. But there's continual kind of CPD along the way. You have meetings that you can attend that are normally large areas, and a lot of them have been on Teams recently. But, prior to COVID, we would meet in person. And then locally, you'll be assigned a senior appraiser, and that senior appraiser, again, I'm really lucky with my senior appraiser. She's really supportive, always on hand if I need to call her or send her an email if I'm not sure if I've got a problem with an appraisee. But they also then help to facilitate small group meetings where we'll come together, we'll maybe talk about new guidance that has come in relation to appraisal or pre-validation. We'll talk about maybe difficult cases. And it's just a really good space where you've got some really experienced appraisers that have been doing it for a long, long time, that, supporting, the group generally, as well as having the support of that senior appraiser.
So, I mean, it sounds like you were clearly an enthusiast. Was there anything when you applied for it that you needed to have done ahead of time, or certain years qualification, anything like that? Or was it more of an interest enthusiasm thing?
From memory, I may have had to have been practicing a GP for a certain amount of time, possibly. I don't know if that's still a requirement, and that may vary from area, because different areas will maybe recruit slightly differently. But yeah, I think it was more thinking, did I have the soft skills, if you like, to be able to do appraisals. And a lot of those skills are ones that we develop as doctors anyway, aren't we? So sort of good listening, empathy, being able to focus the discussion and things around what's needed.
Was there any sort of specific funding to develop that training that you had to become an appraiser? Or is it a paid role? I suppose some people might not know how that works.
So I don't know if it has changed, but the training wasn't paid. So I did that out of my own time. And you'd not paid to attend the CPD meetings. But the actual appraisals, you are paid a fixed fee for the appraisal. They say probably most appraisals take about 5 hours, if you take into account, preparation for the appraisal, doing the appraisal, and then writing it up. And then it has to be also then signed off by the appraisee and then uploaded to a central system. So they say that is about 5 hours worth of works, and they pay to that. I think it is a standard rate of pay across NHS England, from NHS England. And I think it's probably similar to, you know, what you would maybe get as a GP session if you were doing a 5-hour session. So I think it's fairly comparable. I certainly feel that it's good money for what I do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And what are the main benefits for you, and does it enhance your role as a clinical GP?
Yeah, I think it's really good for my own learning. I learn loads from other people's CPD. I also really enjoy hearing how people have implemented kind of innovative ideas or innovative roles in practice. That's really inspiring to maybe think about that in your own practice. Or maybe if I've got then an appraisee maybe sort of struggling with something, to talk generally, obviously whilst keeping confidentiality, about other things that have maybe worked well in other areas, and would they consider it, to sort of share that together, is really, really helpful. I like the flexibility as well, that I can, you know, work that around my other roles and my family. And it's just really interesting. I just really enjoy talking to people and, you know, chatting about how their experience of general practice is. And obviously working with a range of appraisees, from kind of newly qualified to GPs, you know, more experienced than myself as well.
And do you think there are any downsides?
I think sometimes it can be hard if you have got a lot of appraisees that maybe are struggling. You know, you have got to provide support and signposting, and that can be quite sad to see GPs that you know are really passionate about general practice, but that are maybe struggling in the kind of current sort of landscape at the moment. I've been really lucky that I've not had any appraisees that haven't engaged in the appraisal process. I've got some that definitely are more stubborn than others, for trying to get them booked in for their appraisals and prepping ahead of time. But the majority of them, you know, are organised and are able to do it. And I think those that are slower, it's not because they don't want to, it's because they're trying to juggle so much. So I think I've been lucky. I've not had a particular appraisal that's been tricky but due to lack of engagement, but I think that would be tricky. And I think that's certainly a scenario that we do talk about, both in training, you know, the initial appraiser training, but also when we're talking about difficult cases and maybe other experiences that appraisers have had. So yeah, I think that can maybe be a bit of a downside, making sure that you're armed with what you would need to do and who you would need to talk to have that support. But as I say, my senior appraiser is really good, and I know I can pick up the phone, I can email her, and if she doesn't know the answer, she'll go to someone who does.
Good. It sounds like a great sort of support network as well. Do you think you have any sort of clear advice for people who are listening to this thinking, oh, actually, that sounds my kind of bag? What advice would you give them to sort of get started with or get into this sort of thing?
So I think definitely reach out to your local appraisal team and find out, are they recruiting? If they're not recruiting, when do they normally recruit, or could you be notified when they are recruiting? Keep an eye out normally in CCG emails and things that, you know, but they will come out saying that there is a recruitment process, and definitely apply. And even if you maybe are not successful the first time, I think don't give up, you know, apply again, ask for feedback on if there's any areas they think that you would benefit from. I think, you know, coaching and things like that is becoming much more mainstream now. A lot more doctors are doing sort of coaching training or mentoring. And I think having those sort of skills would be an additional benefit that would be very transferable then into it. Because although your role as an appraiser is not being a coach or being a mentor, lots of the skills are transferable.
And is there anywhere else, apart from sort of contacting the local NHS England appraisal team, that you think are useful kind of networks or places for people to go for information on appraising?
So NHS England has got an appraiser page that sort of talks quite generically about the process and what is needed. I think trying to familiarise yourself with what is the purpose of appraisal and what is the requirements for revalidation, because like it or not, that is part of the appraisal process that we do need to do. But it should be something that is happening kind of organically in the background, and we're just that touch point at your appraisal, making sure that everything that does need to be ticked off is ticked off, so that there's no surprises for your final appraisal. So I think just being aware of, you know, what the requirements are for revalidation, which is, you know, varied CPD, some quality improvement activities, which can vary between maybe doing a study, you know, developing a resource, some case-based discussions. There used to be this idea that it was, you know, an audit cycle that had to be followed through, and things have really moved on. And I think a QI project is much more encompassing now. And then making sure that you have done multi-source feedback and patients questionnaires, you know, to the GMC guidance level.
I mean, that's a useful reminder for me with my appraisal coming up and just sort of thinking, oh, what do I need to do? So that's been really insightful, Nikki. Thank you so much. We're trying to share some wisdom, which you've certainly done, but also end on some positivity. Would you be happy to share whatever your best moment or highlight's been of your role in appraising so far?
I think when you get the feedback, when I have my own appraisal with my senior appraiser and you see feedback from appraisers who you've appraised, and there's been feedback like the best appraiser I've had, and that makes me feel really pleased that I have, you know, aimed to deliver and I have delivered what was a positive experience and hopefully made the appraisal process and revalidation process a positive experience for that doctor.
Thank you again. It's been really insightful. Hopefully it'll encourage people to think about that opportunity even if they hadn't before, and at least if not, they've been reminded that they ought to think about when their next appraisal is and what to do for it. So thank you very much, Nikki, and thanks for giving up your time.
No worries.
We hope that this careers podcast has motivated and inspired you to explore the variety of career options available as a GP. Speak to your appraiser, your local training programme directors, or perhaps join our RCGP mentoring programme for further support to diversify your career. Thanks for listening, and good luck.